The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. I'm Jack Munson, your social media consigliere, joined again by Leanne Caruso. What's happening, Leanne?
Not too much. Recovering from a conference we just went to in Vegas. Catching my breath a little bit.
Yeah, welcome to franchising means welcome to Vegas. We just did several days at the multi-unit franchise conference in Vegas. Before we get into today's topic, Leanne, what was your favorite part of that show this week?
The speakers between Chris Wallace and John Taffer, I think that those were really great messages that were relevant and that they were both excellent.
Yeah, I totally agree, especially John Taffer's great, but I especially like Chris Wallace. Chris, if you're listening, I will gladly trade you a spot on Social Geek Radio if I could just be on the Sunday morning panel on Fox News Sunday one time. That's all I need, one time. So speaking of shindigs, today's episode is brought to you by the all-new Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference, and we've got some more details on that coming up later in the show. And our other sponsors today are, of course, Social Joey and Franchise Dictionary Magazine. Okay, let's get into today's topic. We're going to talk about customer journeys with a good friend of ours. It's Steve Schildwachter, Chief Marketing Officer from Brightstar Care. Steve, how are you?
Greetings from Chicago.
All right. Thanks for joining today. We're going to talk customer journeys, but before we get into that, give us a little bit of your background. What's your story?
Sure. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer at Brightstar Care. That's a home health care franchise. I've been here about 4 years. Before that, I was CMO at a media tech startup, and before that at global agencies, Leo Burnett and Footcone and Belding. In fact, relevant to today's topic, my first assignment at Leo Burnett was in the media department. I was a planner and a buyer, and ever since then, I've been cognizant of how it's important to create a powerful message, but equally important to make sure that message is in a powerful place so that the brand and the consumer can connect.
So you might say that the medium really is the message.
Yes, with apologies to Marshall McLuhan, absolutely. In fact, when I was working in Latin America, one of my colleagues once observed that creative was the exciting part and media was boring. And that may have been true at one time with all the numbers and everything. But now with so many forms of media, you have paid, owned, earned, not yet invented. Media is the sexy part now.
That is a true story. Media is the sexy part. So you've done a lot of work on customer journeys. Can you tell us how a brand?
Yeah, the whole concept of the customer decision journey came out of McKinsey in 2009. You can Google that, just customer decision journey, McKinsey. You'll probably find their seminal blog post on the topic. It's hard to believe it's been 10 years, but the insight was relevant then and it's relevant now. And the insight was, the classic purchase funnel, you've all seen this funnel diagram, awareness, consideration, purchase, loyalty, et cetera. They posited that it's become antiquated because it assumed, or I should say mostly assumed, that the purchase was the end of the funnel or the last step. But it was really just a way station on the consumer's journey because, well, what did the consumer think about the product after they bought it? Was it good enough that they would come back and buy it again? Was it good enough that they'd recommend it to friends and family?
So that doesn't sound like a funnel.
Yeah, they totally changed that diagram. So instead of the funnel, they made a loop. So the consumer decision journey that was designed by McKinsey is a loop encompassing not just all the normal steps of getting somebody to the point of purchase and then the purchase, but the post-purchase experience and the potential for customer loyalty. That way, you're aspiring not just to make the sale, but to recruit a loyal customer or endorser. You want people to keep marketing for you after they've made the purchase.
I love that idea because we here at Social Geek Radio hate the concept of funnels. Everybody's into funnels now, right? And if, first of all, it's not linear. That's the first thing. Second of all, it's a terrible analogy because any funnel I've ever had, whether you're pouring beer or water or whatever into the top of the funnel, 100% of it comes out at the bottom, unless you have a terrible leak. So everybody that uses the funnel analogy for marketing and sales, drives me a little bit crazy. So,
Well, and to the point of being an audience of social geeks, I would say social media is perfect for this. And in fact, I think it's one of the, remember that at the time the customer decision journey was put together, it was back in the web 2.0 era. You know, people were realizing the power of social media. That was actually a big driver of the need for something like this, because they realized that conversations that people used to have over the backyard fence, one neighbor to another, were now happening online and were monitorable and powerful and would multiply with the power of 5 and 4 and 3-star reviews and everything else. So social media really powered this a great deal.
So let's say I'm in charge of a brand and I need to map my customer decision journey. How do I start?
Well, it's got to be a collaborative process. So marketing in some organizations will include product development or product management. If that's your case, you're ahead of the game, because a big part of the question is making sure that your product or service is worthy of endorsement or of a repurchase. You know, you want people to stay loyal. You got to have something that earns their loyalty. And if you want positive sentiment on social media, then your customer experience has to generate it.
Is there a challenge, though, if you're a marketer, but you don't have any control or access or influence into the product management side?
Yes, marketing can still lead, should still lead, but then you've got to work harder to be even more collaborative. You have to include internal partners. So it could be R&D, the people who are developing products. It could be product management, the people who make sure that it's still out there. External partners also. You want your ad agency involved in something like this, as well as your salespeople, your operations people, whatever it may be. So the more people who can kind of touch it and buy into it and say, yes, this is how the customer goes through the journey, then you have that case. When I first got to Brightstar 4 years ago, it was very educational. I just pretty much made the rounds in the office and then got on the phone with about 24 franchisees, just trying to make sure I was hearing the same story from everybody about how somebody came into home healthcare. And once I got 100% confidence that there was a consistent story, of course, people are going to buy different ways and stuff, but there are some signposts, some things that happen in every single customer decision journey arriving at home healthcare. Once I identified those, I knew that collaboration had paid off, because I was going to base my marketing plan on something very valid.
I like the fact that one of the first things you did was to reach out to some franchisees to get their take on this too, because, you know, we work with a lot of franchise brands that have marketing leaders who probably have never done that.
I'm glad I was sitting down when you said that, it's really super important. I mean, I want to give a public shout out to the Brightstar franchisees who are on our advertising and marketing committee, because they have been great partners. That committee has totally changed over in the years that I've been at Brightstar, but the original 7 and then the current 7 and all the people in between have given me really very valuable input that changed the trajectory of our marketing in important ways. But germane to today's topic, validating that customer decision journey was a very important contribution, and I couldn't have done it without the franchisees.
That's fantastic. So you may have mentioned, or you mentioned earlier about the funnel kind of being created due to social media. So how do you see the customer journey in 2020 differing from the one from 10 years ago?
That's a great question. And, you know, we're almost there, 2020 being next year. And we're right now at about a decade of customer decision journey history, at least if you go by the McKinsey model. But it doesn't make it any easier to predict what's going to happen next year. I would say, you know, that in marketing right now, artificial intelligence, well, in all business, artificial intelligence is a big buzzword at the moment. And I'm sure there are going to be ways to get at moments in the consumer's journey more precisely and efficiently. AI is going to be great at that. But these days, I'm thinking more about AR or augmented reality. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a game changer in the consumer decision journey. because a person can experience something before they buy it. It adds an exciting layer to the purchase decision and more pressure on the actual customer experience to live up to the virtual experience. So I am bullish on AR or augmented reality.
You know, it kind of brings it back to what you were saying about the product management working with marketing. When we get to that point where a customer can experience something through AR, that's really about half product and half marketing, right?
I think, you know what, I've never heard that before, but I think that's a great way to put it. It is, because you're giving someone an advertising experience that is meant to give them a taste of what the product is going to be like. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about this Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference. You've been really involved with the Franchise Update Media Group and their marketing events for a few years, I think, right?
Yes, this is going to be my fourth year attending and my third year as part of the organizing committee, or board as they call it. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to being there in Atlanta in June. The major thing is they've renamed it. It used to be called the Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference. Now it's called the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference. So that's a lot of letters, but it ends in C, and the C in FMLC stands for conference. But this mm-hmm. isn't just any conference. People bring their best case studies, and they're willing to share and get feedback, and that makes the content and the conversation at the conference more meaningful in person to person. That's what I love about it. I look forward to renewing and starting friendships every year where I go. Jack, I believe that's where you and I met for the first time.
I think it is. And let me tell you this. This is the conference where Leanne and I met, and it's the conference where you and I met. And here we are talking about it, lo, these many years later. So I always joke with the with Gary and Therese and Diane from Franchise Update that, you know, this is the conference where you meet your friends and you make new ones, right? And I think it's because it's a lot of people who might not all agree on everything, but we're pretty like-minded when it comes to the power of marketing, especially in the franchise space. So it's the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference, as Steve mentioned, the new name, love the name, and it's happening in Atlanta on June 18th, 19th, and 20th. Keynotes include Duncan Wardle, head of creative and strategy from Disney and Pixar, and yours truly will be leading a social media panel and a case study with some really cool brand marketers. Special note, special musical guest to be announced. Ooh. You can register now at franchisemarketingconference.com and enter your brand in the Innovation Awards before April 21st. I also want to make a quick mention that today's episode is being brought to you by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. Female franchise ownership rates have risen significantly in the past decade, and they continue to grow. In the April issue, out right now, Franchise Dictionary takes a look at home services. These businesses are attracting women because of their low overhead, high margins, and family-friendly schedules. Check it out today at franchisedictionarymagazine.com. And as always, we thank Franchise Dictionary for their support of Social Geek Radio. Steve, we've got just about a minute left. If anybody wants to connect with you on any of the customer journey things that you talked about today or the upcoming conference or just other cool stuff you're doing these days at Brightstar, where is the best place for people to reach out and connect?
Twitter, for sure.
Okay.
Longtime Twitter user. My handle on Twitter is SteveS1. All run together, Steve S for Schildwachter, and one because somebody else already had Steve S by the time I signed on. So Steve S1 on Twitter. You can follow me there for news and thoughts about marketing, and direct message me if you have something you'd like to discuss.
Terrific. Thank you so much for that. And thanks for the great conversation today on Social Geek Radio. And we thank everyone for listening. Good night, everybody.